Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
With the scripture reading today, which comes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, starting with verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they've watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. You pray with me. Loving and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration in all of our hearts and thoughts be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, I want to thank you all very much for your patience in this service. Mary Brooke and I have been out of town for the last few days, so to get kind of caught up in the nuance of this particular service. I'm also very aware of time. And I don't usually check watch, but today is a unique day, and we want to have plenty of time for the sacrament of Holy Communion. My message today, I'll cut a little bit short. If I had the time, I would definitely expand it. But we have been on a journey together, sermon-wise, for the last several Sundays. I've been studying the grand narrative of Scripture, the Bible. We started with the Genesis and creation and the fall. And then we went to Abraham and the covenant. Then we went to the Exodus and then the law. The conquest of the promised land, the story of Ruth. And then the kings and King David. Last week, if you were here, Ed spoke about the ongoing, continuing Old Testament narrative of the exile of the Jews to Babylon. And today, I'm going to complete my part in this sermon series with what's called the return, which means when the children of Israel, when the Jews, were set free from captivity from Babylon to go home. And the scriptures this morning from Isaiah 55 is about the joy of going home, the joy of being set free, the joy of having the covenant restored. All these things have to do with the theme that I've been driving home for the past several Sundays about what it means to be a faithful Christian, a faithful disciple in Jesus Christ. And the three key elements run through the entire scripture: fidelity, freedom, and forgiveness. These three are very much a part of this return. God has forgiven the people. They are now set free. And they are now restored to the covenant of God. Fidelity, freedom, and forgiveness. If we can hold fast to those three things, trust, what it means to be trustworthy and honorable in our word. If we understand what it means to be responsibly free. I heard an interesting interview this past week. It was on the BBC. They were interviewing young people from Libya. Libya, 2 years ago, went through a revolution. Their dictator was vanquished. Now they live in a country that they consider free. The problem is they're so free, it's anarchy, and it is chaos. It is so free that people are afraid to go out at night because everyone is doing what they think is right in their own eyes. It is chaos and anarchy. There is no law or order. What does it mean to live responsibly free? And then forgiveness, what I consider the ultimate expression of God's love. I guess one of the things that's poignant about today is as Mayor Brooke and I are leaving to go on a new venture, there have been things in the past couple of years that we have shared together that that I probably need your forgiveness. And so, you know, for those things that probably done kind of overtly, or those things that have done covertly, those things done unexpectedly or in omission, or those things that maybe did not work out so well. Just ask for your forgiveness. Now the scripture lesson is one of the scriptures that has to do with return. And so it's one of my favorites. It's, we shall go out with joy and we shall be brought back in peace. And the mountains and the hills will sing for joy and the trees of the field will clap their hands. All of creation sings for the joy of what it means to come home. Our church is in a time of transition. Things are changing. I hope you know that that's just the way God does things. Behold, I am making all things new, says the Lord. And he says that over and over again. God is doing a new thing. And so God is doing a new thing here. And so there is a song. When God does new things, all of creation sings for joy. A time for joy. When I first came to Stonebridge, I learned the mantra. Welcome to Stonebridge, United Methodist Church, the most joyful place on earth. Now, I'm going to be truthful here for a moment. On that first Sunday, when I heard that, I didn't feel it. I heard the words, but I didn't get a sense that there was a whole lot of joy here. And on that particular day, I made a kind of an internal promise to myself. I'm not going to say that until it's here, until it's real, until I feel and sense and experience that there is true joy in this place. True joy, Christian joy, the joy of what it means to love God and love neighbor. Not just pleasure, not just happiness, but the deep, profound sense of joy of what it means to love God and love neighbor. There are seven joys. Scripturally, the grand tradition is the joy comes in seven. And so I'm going to share with you my seven joys of Stonebridge United Methodist Church. First one is the joy of vibrant worship. It's one of the things that this church has been known for. And it's one of the things that I have appreciated all along. Marla, thank you very much. Beautiful job. Marla is one of the most incredible creative worship leaders we have. It's been a joy to work with her and learn from her. And what really I have come to admire about Marla is she is incredibly professional, and she prays and she works very, very hard to make this Sunday morning as perfect as it can be. And I'm sorry I messed it up today, but that's not Marla's fault. That was mine. And the band's gone, so... But I have appreciated them very much. The joy of discipleship, the joy of what it means, particularly in a Methodist setting. Your own personal private study, your own personal prayer life, and your own personal Bible study is critically important, but it also is matched by discipleship in community and what it means to hold one another accountable in an ongoing growing in the faith. The joy of friendship. This is key. True, vital friendship. That is very important in a congregation like this one. That you have within this congregation some of your best friends. And if you're still looking for that, I invite you to become a little more engaged. Find yourself a small group, a Sunday school class, or another way that you can engage in this congregation so that you can form more deeply profound friendships. The joy of compassionate care. This is one of the true caring congregations. They are incredible compassion in this place. When there is a need, your heart goes out to it. It's a marvelous thing. The joy of service and mission. It's a very serving congregation and extremely mission-minded. It's part of Mission Possible Kids. It's just one of the additional things that this congregation is engaged in order to reach out beyond these walls, whether it's Malvern Elementary School or whether it's the clothes closet or the food bank or whatever it is in the Samaritan Inn, the local service, but also global, whether it's Living Water Mission or other things, or whether it's just service and care within the walls of this church as you serve in whatever capacity is needed to make this church thrive. The Indian poet, philosopher Tagore says, you know the quote, "I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and I saw that life was service. I acted, and behold, service is joy." The joy of a hospitable heart and the joy of being a living witness for the love of God. What it means that when we break up and we go out into the world, there is a genuine sense, a compelling love that reaches out to other people that makes this place a compelling and a attractive place for others to learn about the faith, to learn about what it means to live in community, particularly as United Methodists. Number seven, the seventh joy. And this is the one, for the most part, the church needs a little work. Church gets this one. You're headed for greatness. And you're not far off, but you're not there yet. You may know where I'm going with this one, but it's critical. And it's very important in this particular community. And it's very important for all of our discipleship. It's the joy of the tithe. What it means to give of yourself in a sacrificial way to the financial needs of this community. We have some incredibly generous families in this congregation. One of the key things, though, is for more and more families to understand the power and the incredible joy that comes from giving. In particular, the biblical admonition that God gives us for the tithe, the 10%. Now, I know many of us going through struggles and difficult times, But my prayer is that more and more of you families will think and pray and look more clearly at your overall financial situation and to realize what it means to as part of your discipleship, to give in a percentage way. If this congregation can pick up that little piece, just a little bit, what incredible, powerful things can happen. My prayer for this congregation is, Marybrook and I are going out in joy, because there is joy in this place. This is a place that God has blessed and will continue to bless with an abundance of true and genuine joy. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.